Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio from Digital Ignition. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm ready to go. Ready to rock and roll.
Let's go.
Got three great guests in the studio today. Joining us from Homestretch is Rose Burton. We're also joined by Brian Mold with Better Office Systems and Dave Mormon with Dynasys. But we're going to start with Rose Burton with Homestretch. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
Tell us all about Homestretch and the great work that your organization does.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. So Homestretch was founded in 1993 under the mission of helping to support working homeless families, helping them to remove housing barriers and get back into permanent housing. So we're really a hand up to homeless families who maybe don't earn enough to sustain their apartments in North Fulton.
So a listener may hear that from you, Rose, and say, okay, so they're a shelter, but you're not. Explain the difference.
Okay, so in shelter life, shelters are normally just overnight housing. And hopefully you're able to connect with a case manager who can make referrals for additional services and maybe help out of the homeless situation. But it's really just nighttime shelter, a safe place for someone to be. Homestretch is actually a housing organization. We offer housing as well as services to homeless families. And they stay with us up to 24 months, but typically 18 months is about the right length of time, mm-hmm. So that we can help them figure out the things that are preventing them from being in and sustaining permanent housing.
And you keep using the word families as opposed to individuals.
Right, families. And so you mentioned shelter life. And one of the beautiful things about what Homestretch does as a transitional housing program is we're able to keep families together. Because in shelter life, children can often be separated from either the father or a teenage boy can be separated from the mother just because of the way that they segregate male from female. But we're able to keep families together while they work through the housing crisis and the things that have created homelessness for them.
Now, Rose, what makes a family eligible for Homestretch?
Right. So families to be eligible for Homestretch, first and foremost, they have to be homeless or on the threshold of homeless. Like they know the sheriff is coming on Friday and they don't have any place to go. They need to be employed full time. We serve single mothers, single fathers, and married couples. And if it's a two-parent household, both parents have to be working full time. They have to have custody of minor children. Those children have to be in residence with them. And then we like to see a tie to the North Fulton community, North Metro Atlanta, so that if we're helping them to get back on their feet, it makes sense for them to be in North Fulton. They work here, they worship here, their kids are in school here, some tie.
Now, you mentioned homelessness in North Fulton. I think that's a contradiction that a lot of people don't see here because of how prosperous this area is. You know, we've obviously had great economic growth. Can you explain why it is that you've had such growth in 25 years in homelessness in North Fulton?
Yeah, what we're seeing is it pretty much comes down to housing becoming out of reach and wages being stagnant. So there was a report done by the National Low Income Housing Coalition, and it was called Out of Reach. And they did a national study, all of the area markets, to see how much you need to earn to be able to sustain housing in that community. And so for our community, an individual has to make $19.04 per hour to be able to sustain just the most modest of housing in a two-bedroom apartment. But what we know is low-income families are normally making minimum wage. They're in the service industry, et cetera. And so particularly in our community, service industry is a large segment of the employers. And so what we know is at minimum wage, someone would have to make, would have to work 93 hours a week just to be able to sustain housing. And that's not sustainable. So those families are automatically at risk of homelessness.
We're talking with Rose Burton. She's the executive director of Homestretch, and this is North Fulton Business Radio. You mentioned the word housing. What kind of homes and housing are we talking about?
Yep. Well, Homestretch owns 39 housing units. 23 of them we operate for homeless housing, and that's where we offer our program to help families remove housing barriers. The other 16 we offer as affordable housing, graduate housing, workforce housing, because we're only as good, we're only as successful as the exit strategies for our families. If a family graduates our program and they're not able to find housing that they can afford, they're going to immediately be right back at risk of homelessness again. So we're seeing the need to balance our services to the homeless with having some exit options for those families that are going to be affordable.
So there's no chance of them becoming complacent because they know they can't stay there forever.
Absolutely. Our program is 24 months max. So 24 months in day one, that family must be relocated. They know that. And starting on day one, that's the conversation we have when a family comes into the program.
And it's not just the housing, Rose, but there's a lot of supports and education while they're there. Talk about that aspect of it, because you want them to leave there hopefully in a better position than when they arrived.
Right. So the housing is just one of four things that we do. We offer housing so the family doesn't have to worry about where they're going to sleep tonight. But the other three aspects of our program are equally important. So we have staff social workers who help each family come up with an individualized plan that addresses what their housing barriers are. And then it's a roadmap on what they need to accomplish while they're in the program. In addition to case management and housing, we offer life skills education classes twice a month. And it can be on any number of topics, but it's intended really to be at least 50% of it is about financial literacy and how to manage your budget and maintain housing while you're managing through a low-income budget. And then the last thing that we do, which I think I find to be most valuable, is a mentoring program where every family has at least two mentors. That one, the first mentor is the budget mentor who works on the financial picture of the family, helps them figure out how to decrease debt, increase income, and really position themselves to absorb an emergency when they leave us so that that emergency doesn't make them call us again to tell us that they need services once again. The second mentor is a family mentor who I categorize as a type of life coach that deals with all the other things that a family needs to be stable.
Mm-hmm. So you're providing this housing for these homeless families, mm-hmm. and eventually the goal to get them out. You mentioned there's a rent, affordable type,
yes.
Rent, but there's a lot of costs involved. Right. Are you self-sufficient? Are you able to cover all your costs, or where do you get your operation funding from?
We work very hard, like all nonprofits, but we work very hard.
So this is where all the business owners and entrepreneurs and listeners right now should,
yes,
be listening.
Lean in.
Yes, lean in and
absolutely.
Listen to this.
Right. So our clients do pay rent, but the rent is based on income, which is the definition of affordable, not more than 30% of their income. So every family's income obviously is different. There is an employment requirement, so they must have an income, but there's no minimum income requirement. So if we're basing rent on income, some families may pay $150 a month for rent. Some may pay $600 a month. And so we work very hard to help the family get their income up. And so rent continues to increase as they move through the program and hopefully get them a little closer to what market rent would look like. But it is artificially low compared to $1,200 for rent in our community.
And I want to ask something about the quality of the people, because I'm thinking with the housing crisis 10 years ago, whenever it hit, that you're probably seeing better educated people now that are finding themselves in peril and homeless.
Yeah, absolutely.
As opposed to maybe 20, 30 years ago.
Sure. We have, we do have the full spectrum. So we have those that might be in the service industry. One of our ladies worked at Waffle House. Some are in retail and the restaurant industry. But we also have entry-level management. We have one lady who has a professional project management credential. So the spectrum is wide. We have a gentleman who brought his family to us who had been in mortgage banking. And when the mortgage industry crashed and he lost his job, he was out of doors and staying in an extended stay motel. So our families look like a lot of different things, and income ranges and education experiences all over the place.
Now, Rose, Mike mentioned funding. Obviously,
yes.
You're open to those that would like to support you financially.
Absolutely.
But talk to our listeners about other ways that they can plug in mm-hmm. and be helpful. You mentioned mentorship, for
sure.
example.
Homestretch has a lot of ways to engage our community. And actually, we have a staff of 10. And we're doing mighty work with just a small handful of staff. So we do rely very heavily on the kindness of friends and partnerships. So we're always looking for corporate partners. On the financial side, of course, nonprofits are always asking because we don't have widgets to sell. All we right. can do is say, this is a good thing to do for the community and you're going to feel great about your contribution. Will you give us money? And so, of course, we need the financial support, but we also have just open arms for volunteers, mentoring, working in our life skills classes during the week, but also on our property. We do a lot of team building with local businesses where they can have a team building day on our property. And at the same time, they're doing volunteer work to help prep an apartment for a family. So there's many, many ways to engage.
Before I let you go, Rose, something that kind of caught my eye, I was looking at you're celebrating 25 years, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Of servicing at-risk and homeless families. And I just made a note of at-risk. Right. What an at-risk family, what does that mean?
So at-risk looks like a lot, and I'll be as brief as possible, but at-risk for these families are really, we're not serving the chronically homeless population. We serve situationally or maybe generationally families that experience poverty and homelessness. At risk are those that, but for Homestretch, would become the person pushing the grocery cart, sleeping under the bridge, individuals like that. So we catch the very vulnerable population and help them not fall into chronic homelessness.
Well, you provide a great service. Thank you for coming here and sharing the great work you do. For those that would like to reach out and support your organization and try to do more, how can they find out more about Homestretch?
Well, they certainly can go to our website, www.homestretch.org. And they're welcome to contact the office at 770-642-9185.
Great work, Rose. Thank you. Hey, folks, Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com.
And once you move into Digital Ignition, you might need to call this next gentleman here on the show. Joining us now from Better Office Systems is the owner, Brian Mold. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing very well. Tell us all about Better Office Systems. What does your company do?
Well, we are a solutions, full solutions provider for office equipment, office products, office needs for small to mid-sized businesses. We focus on small to mid-sized business, even though we do work and do a lot of work with larger companies. But our goal is always to be able to provide businesses with everything they need to be able to run their businesses efficiently and to be able to save money in the process.
Okay. Are we talking, you mentioned office solutions, of course. Specifically, are we talking furniture, copy machines, fax machines, telephone systems? What exactly can someone look for?
Okay. So what we do is we provide copiers, printing equipment. We do digital document storage, digital back scanning. We also have the ability to be able to do remote IT services for our clients. And we also do mailing systems.
Now, Brian, I think I suspect the general perception for business owners is, you know, they think a copying machine is a copying machine, and they're thinking about technology that existed 10 or 20 years ago and maybe don't see all the different advances in connectivity and technological capability that a lot of your equipment has.
Well, that's true. And we've never come up with a better name for a copier apart from copier. So we've had MFP, MFD, all kinds of different names for it. So the machines don't just copy anymore. They haven't done for some time. They're an integrated part of everybody's business. So whether it be copying, whether it be printing, whether it be scanning, whether it be scanning to file, scanning to email, our copiers provide a whole host of capabilities to any company. We also do a lot of machines. Something like 90% of all the machines that we place in the field are, in fact, color. Years ago, color machines used to be A, chronically difficult to service, and B, very, very expensive. And that has completely changed. Now, the cost of color has come down dramatically. The machines are very, very reliable. And color is something that, people use because it's more readily accessible. When people are looking at something, it's easier to sell a product using a color than it is using standard black and white.
Are you renting or selling?
We do some rental, but primarily what we do is we sell. And we lease primarily. We always tell people when they come to us, they want to buy a machine and they want to buy it cash. We tell them, office equipment does not grow old like a fine wine. Okay, they come to a point in time where they need to be replaced. So the best thing to do is to put them on a lease, look at them as being an operational expense, and then when they need to be replaced, replace them. One of the challenges that people have is some of the leases that people get involved in are very, very expensive. So what we offer is, in terms of what we call vendor management, we can go into different companies. We look at where they are with regard to their copier leases, where they are with their phone leases. We can even look at the rest of their office and what is being provided to them in terms of IT services, and look at it and see if they're getting a good deal. Because primarily what happens with a lot of small to mid-sized businesses is they don't have professional purchasing people. Some poor soul didn't get out of the president's office fast enough, and it became their job to be, you're the one who's going to be buying the copiers, or you're the one who's going to be looking for the next phone system that we have. And what we do is we provide that professional purchasing capability. So even with equipment that we don't primarily sell, so we don't sell phone systems, for instance, but we do have companies that we work with that we know are very professional. They've got great pricing. They've got great service. So if somebody asks us, one of our clients, you know, who should we go to for a phone system? We have got somebody to talk to them about. Okay, and know that they're going to get a good service and they're not going to get caught up into something that's going to bring them to their knees. Same thing with office furniture. We don't sell office furniture, but we have vendors that we work with who we know, again, very professional, very capable, and they are a complete range. We have companies that we work with that sell used furniture, for instance, for the people who don't want to pay a lot of money. And if you want to pay a lot of money, and heaven knows you can pay a lot of money for office furniture, we have that level of capability as well. But we don't provide that. What we do is we provide that service. And we look at that as being a reason to do business with us. Because when you are running your business and you're running your office, what you are doing is you want to be able to grow what you're doing, grow your business. You don't want to be stuck with, your computers don't work, your copy is down, you've got an horrendous lease on a piece of equipment that is costing so much money and you can't get out of it. We can make sure that your office runs efficiently. Not only does it run efficiently, but you're saving money at the same point in time.
Now, Brian, let's flip this over, and we've talked about the products you offer, but talk about some of the costlier solutions or problems that you solve for business owners.
Well, a lot of people in the past, with regard to their copiers, have got caught up in what we call a CPC lease. CPC lease is where somebody comes in and they tell you that they are, all you have to pay for is your copies. Okay. It's just 3 cents a page. It's just, that's all you need to pay for. And then they will put you on a $20,000 a month minimum. And then if you need another machine and your volume increases, we'll just put another machine in for you. But it's not a lease, it's a rental. Well, A, it's a lease. B, it's expensive because within the minimum that you're actually paying for that machine, you're paying for that equipment. When you come to pay overage, if you're running more than the $20,000 a month on that machine, and you're still paying the 3 cents, you've already paid for that machine in the base. Now you're paying for it again. So the margins for the companies that sell that kind of product are very, very high, but it's not good for the client. So whether you're not running the minimum, you're only running 10,000 copies of prints a month, or you're running 30,000 a month, you are paying a premium for a service that you do not need.
We're speaking with Brian Mould. He's the owner of Better Office Systems, and you're listening to North Fulton Business Radio. I see that you also sell mailing machines.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, does anybody still use what we used to call, or still call, snail mail?
Snail mail.
Yeah.
So the reason why we took our mailing equipment a few years ago, and believe me, I was not, even though I was asked by our provider, FP, to take on the mailing equipment, I wasn't that thrilled about taking it on myself. But I took it on. The reason why is because we had clients who were asking us, do you do mailing machines? We have a terrible mailing machine. We get terrible service. Can you provide us with a mailing machine along with your copier? So I looked into FP. FP is a German company. It's Francotip Postalia.
Well done.
Yeah, there you go. Very, very well built. They are mid-range mailing machines. And so we've placed a lot of these mailing machines over the years. Very reliable. Inexpensive by comparison to the major competitors. They are less expensive to be able to rent or lease on a monthly basis. But what we found over the years is the volume has come down dramatically, of course, with mailing. One of the things that has happened is people have completely stopped using mail, and which for some companies is fine. It's not a problem. But one of the things that small to mid-sized businesses have found is as they've been sending their invoices out via email, the emails get lost. And instead of the cash coming in from the invoices that they have now sent out via email, the cash no longer is coming in, or it certainly isn't coming in at the same speed, because the invoiced email is going to somebody who is no longer at the account. Okay. It's going into somebody's spam filter. So we have ended up where customers have come to us and said, look, we've got to send invoices out by mail. We'll still send them out by email, but we're also going to be sending them out by mail. And then they find that they start to get the cash coming back in, which is what businesses run on. The cash comes back in much more quickly. Prime example, by the way, is the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
They downsized from an existing machine that they had. They took a very, very small rental machine off me because they were going to send out all their invoices via email, which they did. And about a year later, I went in, I asked them, I said, well, how's the mail machine? We hate it. Go, okay. Never good from one of your clients to hear that. So why is that? Well, it's so slow. We send all these envelopes out every month, but you weren't going to send the envelopes out anymore. Well, the problem is we sent out all the invoices by email, and we found out that people weren't paying, so we started sending the invoices back out. So we put them into a faster machine. They solved their problem. They are now getting paid by their members again. So that's one of the things that is important with regard to mail. The other thing that's important by mail is that we get so many emails now that you don't even read them. It is just stunning how much you get. So we found that people have actually now started to once again send out advertising through mail, and finding that they're getting a better response through that than they are via email blasts.
It's funny, John, because Brian mentions this, and I'm thinking, I remember back in December, I got my Chamber of Commerce renewal notice for my membership. And I'm sitting here thinking, and I remember looking at it, and I don't know if I saved or not. So I went to probably my red mail. And I'm trying to sit here and remember if I actually paid it or not, as opposed to if I got an actual invoice, it would be sitting on my desk until I paid it. I would know it's still there. So,
That's right.
Because at first I was thinking, is this really true? And it's like, wait a minute, you're absolutely right. Everything you just said.
Right. Well, one of the things that strikes me about our conversation, Brian, is that, a lot of people think the answer to office equipment is Amazon.com or, a big box retailer. I mean, you're really offering a consultative solution to business owners' problems. I mean, that's really what you're offering by sitting down and talking with them about some of the issues that you can help them solve, and to do so in a cost-efficient way.
Well, that's true. And don't get me wrong, for some people, getting what they need from Amazon.com is perfectly fine for them. But what some people also don't realize, we placed a machine yesterday to an account locally here in Alpharetta, and we put in an MFP copy. It does everything, right? It does tea and toast even. They, in the last 2 years, have bought 3 printers from Amazon. the problem is that their volume on those printers was so high that they just, A, the cost per page was stunningly expensive, but B, they just basically wore out the machine. So they came to us and we got them a comparatively inexpensive machine, but one that's really going to suit their needs. But again, low end, there is nothing wrong with going to Amazon and buying things online. But what we're offering consultatively is we will come in, we will look at the clients, we will look at all their needs, whether it be digital document storage, even whether it be remote IT services. Because one of the problems that happens with small to mid-sized businesses, not the larger companies, the larger companies can afford their own IT staff. But small businesses, they can't afford to have somebody. So what ends up happening with the small businesses is they will only have their IT products fixed when they break. And what they don't realize is that they are leaving themselves exposed on an ongoing basis, and they can end up with their systems getting hacked. And we're talking small peer-to-peer systems, whereas that can be resolved at easily and comparatively inexpensively, but on an ongoing, very efficient basis.
Mike, would you talk to Brian after the show and get one of those copiers that does tea and toast instead of this cheap little thing we got here?
I will.
Okay, good.
And not only me, but for those others that would like to find out more about that and some of the other systems that you offer at Better Office Systems, where can people find more information about your company and your products?
Just go to our website at www.bossbiz.com, B-O-S-B-I-Z.com. Or call me on my cell phone, which is 770-845-6764.
Name of the company again, Better Office Systems, which is so much better than, say, Adequate Office Systems.
That's it.
Okay Office Systems. It's Better Office Systems.
Because we are always better.
Brian, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Before we go to our third guest, I want to let you know or ask you a question. Are you tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business?
Yes.
Well, if you are, then Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to grow on working and growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefits, worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payroll, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, or call them at 404-410-0031. And now joining us here in the studio is Dave Moorman. He is the president of Dynasys. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely glad to have you here. Dynasys, tell us about your company. What do you do?
First of all, I don't know if I can follow up after that nice British accent. He sounds so eloquent. And I think I sound like an old football player. But
tell us what you got, coach.
Yeah.
Dynasys Systems, we were founded in 1992. We are an IT services outsourcing company, a managed service provider, and also a cloud solutions company.
You use the word outsource. So if I'm a small or mid-sized business and I don't have my own IT person on staff, I can outsource it to you.
Correct. What we do is we go in and work with C-level business executives and then work with them on putting together strategies where we actually handle all of their technology needs and enhance their technical capability so they can gain more leverage in their business and thus creating more profits.
Okay. Now, Dave, Brian talked about some of the challenges small businesses have from his perspective. Talk about it from your perspective, from an IT perspective.
Yeah, what we see in the marketplace is a lot of C-level executives don't have the technical acumen or the level of depth of knowledge that you need to in today's world. I mean, with cyber attacks going on and the complexity of technologies with virtualization and cloud, it takes a different level of knowledge and experience to really deliver and use, you know, technology that gives you a return on investment. So one of the challenges is C-level execs don't know how to run IT operations. They don't know how to hire somebody. They don't know how to evaluate them. I kind of liken it to if you sat three attorneys across the table from me, I don't have the capability or the expertise to know who the best attorney would be. So a lot of times you just go on gut or, you know, how you feel about that person. Do we have something in common? So what we find is, you know, we're able to come in, consult, or advise small to mid-sized customers on how to successfully run IT operations. And, you know, we actually, after 25 years, have a recipe on how we do that. And it's really, we call it the Dynasys way, and it's not magic. There's nothing unknown or scary about this business to us. We know exactly what the formula and the recipe is for businesses to be successful.
Well, while we're talking about 25 years, congratulations, okay?
I mean, thank you.
That's fantastic, to particularly in this business, to celebrate 25 years in the business. So obviously, you've developed a process to work with clients, and it seems to me that's part of your success.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually, in 2005, developed the industry process for the whole managed service industry. We actually worked with a local company here in Alpharetta, and we were the first ones that put that together. And there's hundreds of managed service and IT service providers all over the U.S. that are currently using that process. So we literally created the process about 13 years ago. But one of the things we do is we try to kind of bring IBM level or services to the SMB space. So we actually run 24/7, 365 days a year. We actually have, we staff first, second, and third shift. We do a lot of preventative maintenance. We do a lot of cybersecurity work that is basically just baked into our current, you know, offering, which is our basic offering. It's a 12-layer security product. But we just try to, I'm half German, but you know, and half Irish, which is actually kind of all screwed up in the head at times. But basically, we try to really engineer our services and solutions just for fun, but also to deliver on all the outcomes that a customer would expect.
I feel like we have a League of Nations here today for this show.
We do.
Let me also congratulate you on 25 years of successful business.
Appreciate
obviously,
that.
You've been around, so you're doing something right, especially in today's day and age when there seems to be an IT company in every single corner and they come and go. But you've mentioned already a couple times cybersecurity. For the small to medium-sized business out there, we hear the stories about the big, what was it, Kmart and some of the Home Depot and the cyber attacks and things like that. But for the smaller business person saying, well, no one's going to come after my stuff. I'm a small guy in a big pond. What would you say to them?
I would say that they're actually the market that's under attack today. 3 or 4 years ago, it was the Sony, the Home Depots, the Targets, because most hacker organizations were well-funded. They found the top hackers in the world. They built infrastructure, and that's how they went to market. Today, anybody with a Rackspace or Amazon account, living in a community in Laos or Vietnam with a smartphone can spin up servers and infrastructure at Amazon.com and, start attacking small business customers that typically don't have the security posture that a big company would these days. So they're easier, smaller targets. And the hackers have, there's a lot more of them. I mean, today, 5 years ago, there was probably, 5 or 10,000 hackers in the world. Today, there's millions and millions of them. Just to put that in perspective, 10 years ago, 2,000 viruses or malware were created a month in the world. And today, it's 2 million malware viruses are created a month. So there's a huge cyber war going on out there. This sounds a little bit crazy, but the first level of warfare was infantry. The second was Navy. Third was Air Force. The fourth dimension of warfare is cyber. And most small businesses are under attack. They just don't know it yet.
Well, let's talk about the cloud, Dave. And what should a small business or medium-sized business, what should their cloud strategy be?
The great thing about the cloud and why it works really well for small and mid-sized customers and even enterprise customers, a lot of the enterprises have already moved to it, is because when you buy cloud, all the complexities that come with IT, virtualization, storage, networking, security, all that's baked into it. So you basically pay a fee, to host some servers or even at Dropbox. And you basically simplify your business model where the providers, have to deal with all that complexity. You have typically a flat fee, but all the things that are, what's crazy about this business, and if I were to ever show you kind of our IT operations, you'd be like, why would you ever want to get in that business? It's a very complex business model. It's very tough to deliver. But when you go to the cloud, most of that stuff's already baked into the solution. So a small, mid-sized business doesn't have to deal with any of those complexities or make the investment in the hardware and software that they typically have in the past.
So let's talk about maybe a success story or two and maybe the typical client for you. Who's a good client for you?
Our typical clients are companies with 20 to 250 users, kind of in that upper, typically small, mid-sized, small business space or lower mid-sized business space.
Are they all local or can you service anyone across the country?
Typically, 99% of the time, their corporate office is in Atlanta, but they have offices all over the world okay. that we support. But a good customer to us is, like I said, 20 to 250. An example of a client is here in Atlanta, Georgia's Classic Collision. They're like the fifth largest auto body shop in the country. They have 20 locations. We basically host all their applications and their data in our data center that's right down the road on Windward Parkway, and then deliver all their applications and data to them through a web browser to all of their locations and their 250 or so employees.
Dave Moorman is the president of Dynasys, and we're talking to him here on North Fulton Business Radio. And I mentioned earlier the numbers of IT companies that are out there. How are you going out and finding new business? Because there is so much competition out there. So how are you growing Dynasys?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe about 3 years ago, we wanted to know how many IT companies there were in Atlanta. And 3 years ago, it was 600. I'm guessing that's at 750 or 800 now. At our size, we're about 55, 60 employees. That number probably drops down to 20 or less. But typically, we find customers via word of mouth. It's basically based on our reputation. We don't do, we're not out there, dialing the phones.
We won't see your face on a big billboard and on 85 or 75?
Yeah, you might. We actually had a billboard for years on 400.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
were
downtown.
You on it?
I was not on it.
Okay.
At one point, we had a couple of customers on it, though, like case study type customers. But typically, it's word of mouth.
It's pretty powerful, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we did it for brand awareness more than anything. We're really B2B company more than B2C, but we thought if we got our name out there, it would be good for us.
Yeah, but you do a good job. I mean, they'll just keep coming back and it'll grow. And you've been doing it for 25 years, so congratulations again.
Yeah, appreciate that. It's been a long time, but it's been fun.
Most important question we're going to ask you all day long. For those that would like to reach out and find out more about your services, where can they get more information about Dynasys?
You can see us at Dynasys.com, Dynasys.com, or you can call us at 770-569-4600.
And I would be remiss, Dave, if I didn't ask you about the name of the company. Where did that come from?
The name of the company basically came, I actually created it maybe 27 years ago, and it was based on, dynamic systems. At the time, a lot of the companies, Unisys, they all were Sys something. Seems a little bit dated today, maybe the name, but we've developed such a good brand here in Atlanta that we don't have any intentions on changing that out.
Were you growing up, were you you sound like a football player, you look like a football player, but were you kind of geeky in the fact that you liked all that kind of stuff out there?
Yeah, I've always been big into technology. Okay. I mean, how I got into the business is I actually, as a teenager, played in a heavy metal band in the mid-80s.
I love it.
And our drummer quit, and we actually had a Mac 512K. That was the computer that was in the 1984 Super Bowl commercial. And we used a software product called Mac Drums and made the computer our drummer in our heavy metal band.
Very cool. I got to ask now, what was the name of the band?
Scepter.
Scepter.
Yep. We used to play Guns N' Roses and Rat and Motley Crue and all that good stuff.
We saved the best questions for last, didn't we?
No kidding.
Great stuff, Dave. Again, congratulations. Thanks for coming on and sharing all the great work you do at Dynasys and continued success and growth.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Thank you.
All right, Dave Moorman with Dynasys here on North Fulton Business Radio. Did you ever play in a band, John?
No. I know how to turn on the radio, but, that's even dated technology speaking, right?
You are dating yourself.
I am dating myself.
And I'll quit asking you questions because you have no voice left. It's going away.
Well, yeah. Hopefully in a few days, I'll be back to normal.
Hope you get better. We'll see. Hope you get better as well. I want to thank all our guests, Dave Moorman from Dynasys, Rose Burton from Homestretch, and Brian Mold from Better Office Systems. A reminder, you can listen to this episode anytime you want by going to businessradiox.com. Click on the North Fulton studio. This show is North Fulton Business Radio, and you'll see the show, and you can listen to it anytime you'd like. In fact, you can listen to any of our episodes anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com. We're also all over social media. These shows are available on iTunes, so subscribe there. And we hope you'll join us for our live broadcast every Tuesday at 11:30 Eastern Time here on Business Radio X. And John, thank you very much once again. Get better, and I'll see you next week.
Look forward to it, Mike.
For our producer, Trey, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.